Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Rob Marasco joining us. We're back with Rob in just a moment.
Obamacare, Medicare, these are the calls we're getting?
Yes.
Mostly seniors, right?
They're confused and anxious.
Afraid of losing their coverage.
But if they're already on Medicare.
Obamacare doesn't affect them.
And if our callers still have concerns?
Old Surety has the time.
Call 1-800-272-5466.
Old Surety Life. Real people, real answers since 1932.
When it comes to Medicare, Old Surety cares about you. 1-800-272-5466.
Keep Christ in your thoughts, America in your prayers.
Hey cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction's coming up this Friday, May 16th, broadcast live on Rural TV, that's Dish Network Satellite 232, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. is the start time, central time, 33,500 head to be offered this go-round. For details of the offering, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117. Again, that website is SuperiorLivestock.com for details on the cattle to be sold this Friday, May 16th. Rob Marasco was one of the speakers at the 2014 Stakeholders Summit of the Animal Agriculture Alliances last week. He was talking about his company, Sodexco USA's involvement with college campuses and how they are working with those campuses in order to come up with the right kind of food programs for college students today. And he says that when you start thinking about what college students are talking about with their universities, about what they want, top of mind, again and again, is local.
Yeah, local's number one. I think it can get a little confusing as I kind of threw in the real food challenge piece that the group that we're working with. It can get a little confusing. Local's, I think, the number one button, right? So when you begin the sustainability conversation on a campus with one of our partners, you know, I want to get local. I want to do this. And if you, in my presentation, I kind of mentioned, is it important to you to have, to see Farmer Joe's apple truck or chicken truck show up at the loading dock? Is that what's important to you? Because Farmer Joe can't provide the volume that we need to support that campus for a week, a month, a year. So if that's what's important to you, okay, let's have that conversation and nail that down. We can do that. But if you really want to identify that I want naturally raised, whatever the criteria is you're looking for, naturally raised, hormone-free, cage-free, whatever all those things are. If you want that, then that's a different conversation that we would have with multiple suppliers that we work with to really do the volume that we need to make a difference and not just, maybe too strong a word, greenwash it, just to see the truck show up once a week. It's kind of like greenwashing. You know, we're not really accomplishing anything for us, the client, or the farmer. They probably like to sell everything they have to one of our sites, you know.
Right. So, but, you know, you talk about this, I guess, the balancing that volume need, the realistic, the realism of having to serve quite a few students per campus versus this quote-unquote local.
Yeah, there's no doubt. So at one of our other partner sites, they're heading down this path of real food challenge, and I was in Maryland. I sat down with the students that are much like this panel that we just had, that are beginning this process, and they're like, we're going to go to a farmer's market this weekend, and we're going to, you know, get some ideas. And I said, that is so awesome. You should totally do that. But when you talk to the folks there, ask them, you know, can you provide the 200 cases of lettuces that we need this week? Can you provide, you know, we have those conversations because that's the way we like to do it, is that get our distribution network involved so that we can guarantee purchases to the farmers, we can get the volume we need for our sites, and we can also be safe. You know, I mean, obviously that's a huge concern that isn't very sexy to talk about, but it's a huge concern.
Rob Marasco with Sodexco saying his company working hard to provide these college campuses with safe, affordable food. Sometimes, though, college students want more. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, Midwest Farm Shows is our longest-running sponsor for Daily Farm and Ranch News email, and they operate the two best farm shows in the state of Oklahoma. Each spring, the Oklahoma City Farm Show, and each December, the Tulsa Farm Show, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Their show manager, Ron Bormaster, will be glad to tell you more about how you can participate in either show. Give him a call at 507-437-7969. And check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, on the right-hand column for more details about how you can sign up for our Daily Farm News email. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.